Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verses 15, and then 22 to the first verse of chapter 18. So basically, it's chapter 17, verses 15, and then verse 22 to verse 1 of chapter 18. I know that sounds complicated, but it is complicated today. The Acts of the Apostles, again, chapter 17. After Paul's escorts had taken him to Athens, they came away with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. Then Paul stood up at the Areopagus and said, "You Athenians, I see that in every respect you are very religious. For as I walked around looking carefully at your shrines, I even discovered an altar inscribed to an unknown god. What therefore you unknowingly worship, I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and all that is in it, the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in sanctuaries made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands because he needs anything. Rather, it is he who gives to everyone life and breath and everything. He made from one the whole human race to dwell on the entire surface of the earth. And he fixed the ordered seasons and the boundaries of their regions so that people might seek God, even perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since therefore we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divinity is like an image fashioned from gold, silver, stone by human art and imagination. God has overlooked the times of ignorance when they made statues, etc., and worshiped them as God. He said, God has overlooked the times of ignorance. But now he demands that all people everywhere repent, because he has established a day on which he will judge the world with justice through a man he has appointed, and he has provided confirmation for all by raising him from the dead. Let me just stop there for one moment, brothers and sisters. A couple verses back, God has overlooked the times of ignorance, but now he demands that all people everywhere repent. This is the year of mercy. You repent of your sin and you receive mercy. How many times have I said on this program, mercy doesn't mean making light of your sin. Mercy means acknowledging your sin and knowing that you will receive pardon, that that sin will be fully wiped away. Please, please repent that you know the fullness of God's mercy. This reading goes on to say, when they heard about resurrection of the dead, some began to scoff, but others said, we should like to hear you on this some other time. I always think that when somebody says, oh, I'd like to hear you talk about that sometime in the future. In other words, they're trying to get out of it. They don't necessarily want to hear. Maybe some other time we'll listen to you. And so Paul left them. Paul walked away. Not that he walked away in anger, he just knew their hearts were not yet disposed to hear. Are your hearts disposed to hear the truth? Do you really listen to the truth of Scripture? Or do you allow it to just roll off your back? Are you taking it in? Remember the woman last week, the woman who heard Paul, and she opened up her whole heart to him right away and was baptized and invited him to come and stay in her whole household. She really heard and acted. When you hear, do you hear and act, or do you just so to speak hear, or don't you even hear? You just put in your time sitting in the pew. Please, please heed the word of the Lord. Please. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what times lie ahead, but things are growing more difficult. You need to have your roots down deep in your faith that you may endure. So Paul, again, he left these people because some were scoffing and some said, oh yeah, they're more polite. We'd like to hear you some other time on this. don't be in either of those camps. Don't be scoffing and don't be saying, sometime I want to hear. Hear today. Today is the day of salvation. That's what Scripture tells us. Because all you have and all I have really is today. We don't know the future. Some did join him and become believers. Among them were Dionysius, a member of the court of the Areopagus, a woman named Damaris, and others with them. After this, he left Athens and went to Corinth. He just keeps preaching. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Let the kings of the earth and all peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Be this his praise from all his faithful ones, from the children of Israel, from the people close to him. Obey him. Follow him. Praise him. Worship him. In the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 12 to 15, Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. That is, to the Father. The Spirit comes, and it's Jesus who's telling them, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. Truth is God himself. He will guide you into union with God. He will not speak on his own. He will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything, everything that the Father has is mine. And for this reason, I told you, he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Spirit of truth will come and he will lead us into all truth. My question to you is, do you live in the truth? Or are you a liar? Is lying part of your way of life when it's convenient to you? How are you going to know the one who is all truth if you live in lies, even if they're lies about this world? If you live in lies, they dull your mind. They create cobwebs in your head. They dull your spirit. That's what happens. And then you can't hear the truth. Or the desire for the truth goes far away from you. Do you have a pattern of lying? Grab hold of it right now. Because it keeps you from God. And you say, oh, well, these are just little things. I don't lie about really important things. But little things, brothers and sisters, if that's in the foundation of your life, little things, all it takes is a big storm outside to demolish you. Even if it appears like you're strong, you may not be so. Lying seems to be more and more part of our life. Lying seems to be more of our public life. It's certainly part of our political life. It's often in our personal relationships. It's employers and employees. It's employees with one another. Lying is just, well, it's just one of the things you have to do sometimes. Why? Because you don't want to be uncomfortable. Because you don't want to speak the truth. Because it may be hard. Because people may criticize you. Be committed to the truth. And speak it. And if you can't think what to say, then be silent. Little white lies add up. And they dull us, as I said. They can destroy us in the end. Because who is the father of lies? Do you want the father of truth in your life, or do you want the father of lies? The father of lies will lead you to hell. And don't laugh. I'm very serious. The father of lies, he will weave his lying spirit right through your thinking until you're captured by it. If you have a pattern of lying, please decide to give it up. Please. Decide now. learn how to just stop mid-sentence and simply say, I don't want to say that, or I didn't want to say that. And you say, oh, I can't do that. I'd be embarrassed. Better to be embarrassed now than to stand before the judgment seat of God. And don't say, I didn't know, because I'm telling you. The Lord is the Spirit of truth. God is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You want to be able to live in union with God Himself. You do. You want to be able to live in union with God. Even here on this earth, there's a part of that that can unfold right here, even before we die. We need to be committed to stand in the truth. We live in a web of lies. We do. Some of the commercials that we look at, some of them are funny, but are they really true? Have you pressed people on things? So many reports, even medical studies and reports, being shown to have been falsified. What, for someone's own selfish ends? And you say, I can't trust anything. Well, you can trust God. And you can trust His word. And if you live true to the word of God, if you really live true to the word of God and repent when you fail, because you will fail, but if you live true to the word of God, you're going to recognize that half-truth, that lie, and you're going to begin to detest it, whether it's in someone else or it's in yourself. This is a time for conversion, for deeper conversion for all of us, that we might live in the Word of God and allow the truth of God's Holy Spirit to shine forth in us. And that light will overcome the darkness. Do you understand that? The light of truth, living in union with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, will destroy the power of lies that often have a hold on us. We don't want people to know this about our past, so we made up something. Doesn't mean you have to go out and tell everybody your past, but just stop lying. Don't say anything. Better not to say anything to add another lie into the picture. Brothers and sisters, this was not at all what I prepared to speak about on the radio today. I did not. I believe it was an inspiration from the Holy Spirit. Let's take a look, because very shortly we're going to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Very shortly, the Spirit of Truth that John speaks about in the gospel today, that Spirit of Truth is seeking to dwell more and more in your heart. And it is the Spirit of Truth, as you let God's Spirit in your life, it will shine on all of the falsehood, and you will be given power and grace to cast them out of your life. You will never regret it, brothers and sisters. God has nothing but Himself for you. He who is the way and the truth and the life. He has for you everything you need. Come to Him, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and find the rest, the truth, the peace that is in Him. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.